Yeah, I guess that helps having a sheriff live next door.
Telling you, he's the one that you want to bring a pie to.
Yeah, right.
Not donuts. Don't bring donuts. But.
Hey, you're a cop, right? I thought you'd like these. Oops.
Here's a pack of Krispy Kremes. That's what you people eat, right?
All right. Baker's dozen.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. How's things down in sunny Florida?
Just swell. Just swell. Gearing up for trick-or-treat next weekend.
You have your costume all picked out?
No.
Grumpy old guy?
Grumpy old guy. Get off my lawn!
Hey, you actually have a lawn.
I know. I do have a lawn.
Wait a minute. So this is going to be a new experience for you, right?
I believe so.
Are you actually expecting trick or treaters this year?
Well, there's like a neighborhood website that I signed up for. There are like three houses in the area that are doing trick or treating. So it'll be kind of interesting to see if anybody shows up.
Oh. Okay.
But you get to like on. You get to. There's a little. Radio button that says, are you going to participate in trick-or-treating this year? Are you going to give them a candy, yes or no? And if you click yes, then it puts your house on a little map of the neighborhood.
Okay.
So that other people can look at it and go, oh, there's candy. I should go here.
So the days of just going up to random houses and knocking on the door.
Correct.
Are done?
Yes. Well, the thing is that there's a portion of the houses out here are short-term rentals.
Right.
So these might be people who are here for a couple of weeks and then, unaware of our customs.
Well, there should be a thing when they sign up that says, hey, you're here during Halloween and this is what's expected of you.
You are obligated to do the following.
You are obligated to go out and get a big bag of candy. And when the little kids show up, you give them the fucking candy.
That's right.
So did you say that you're participating?
Of course I did.
Well, that's nice of you.
Wasn't it? I thought so. I thought so. We'll see how well it goes. I mean, so, I'm bound to have more people than I did at the apartment, which was in 12 years, I think I had three people.
So you're not going to be the douche that hands out pennies, right?
Toothbrushes. Toothbrushes.
Pencils.
Pencils.
Caramel popcorn balls.
But I'm going to hand out pencils without erasers. So you better like what you write because you ain't going to be able to erase it and take it back.
Are you going to be the house that has the full candy bars?
No.
Oh, come on, man.
Why would
you gotta, I? Okay, you're brand new in the neighborhood. You have to ingratiate yourself into the neighborhood.
To the children? I don't think
yes.
So. No.
Well, because that in turn says, oh, look, that guy handed out these. And the parents go, oh, he's a really good guy. Because it's not like you're going to go introduce yourself to these people. I know you.
That's right.
You're going to be the crazy old hermit guy that never comes out of his house. So you might as well, like, build, like some kind of cool contraption where, like, you sit up in the... You have a two-story house, right?
No, one-story.
Oh, it's a one-story?
Yeah.
So
I can sit on a roof.
You build a tube from your front door down to your mailbox.
Or, okay. Wait,
no, your mailbox is on the other side of the road. Do you have sidewalks?
I don't have sidewalks.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
How about a blowgun? And I'll just totally like, I'll give out sprees and Mentos. Hey, kid. You think that would work?
Yes, and I would like to see a video of that.
Or Twizzlers. Load up Twizzlers and a blowgun. Hold your bag open.
Oh God. Okay. So No, you build like a long tube that like shoots the candy down to the kids.
Okay.
Be the cool guy. I mean, look, you build props and shit. You could come up with something cool.
I'm sure I could.
I've seen your work.
I have other stuff to do.
Oh.
Kind of busy.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
I know what you do for a living, and I know what you do in your off time. You've got plenty of time.
But I'm still unpacking.
It's one day, man.
That's going to take another 6 or 7 months just to unpack.
Yeah, I know. Have you decided, are you doing, like, display shelves, or are you actually going to, like, keep most of it packed up? Like, what's your plan?
No, I'm going to move in. I don't plan on going anywhere soon, unless something goes horribly awry.
Okay. I'm just wondering how much you're going to display.
As much as I possibly can. It's going to be a museum. I'm going to charge admission, and I'm going to sell t-shirts and hats.
You might as well.
Exactly.
You might as well. And you can probably swing some like actual like appearances by people.
Oh, there you go.
With all the people that you know.
The people that I know. Yes. Yes. Stop by. Alfonso Ribeiro will be here signing action figures. Not of him. Well, not of him, but just in general. I got a bunch of old action figures he's going to sign.
You were in Ninja Turtles? Nope.
Nope. Nope. Have a good day. $40.
You start making him sign those little Funko Pop things?
Yeah.
For characters that he was never like part of?
I should just have him sign like Will Smith Funkos.
There you go. There's got to be a Carlton Funko, right?
I doubt it.
They've made everything else.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, that would be a damn shame.
It would be. Damn it.
Let's see. Let's see if Google can tell us anything.
About what?
Oh, magic box. Tell us the truth about the Funko Pop things. Yeah, it's not doing anything. Oh, this webpage is not available.
Oh, surprise.
No. There is a custom Funko Pop of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Hmm.
So I guess there are now people that make their own Funko Pop figures.
Oh, yeah. Any of those things have been rampant for people to make their own. The Funkos, yeah, the Munnies, the Bear Bricks, the Vinylmation.
Wait, what's a Bear Brick?
It's kind of like a Lego figure, but it's got a bear's head on it, and now they make them into all kinds of different things.
Wow, never heard of it. See, you are up on everything.
I am. I am a font of useless information.
Oh, okay.
You find them?
I see what you're talking about now, yeah. They look like those things that they sell at the Disney store.
Yes, they do.
Was this before or after that crap?
It was before. But they were very underground.
Oh, okay.
You could buy them at like certain good comic stores and stuff.
It does look fairly close to a Mickey Mouse head.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
And Disney said, "Fuck you, we'll make our own."
Pretty much.
Oh, the Bear Brick Terminator looks pretty cool though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you collect any of these?
I do not.
No.
No.
Wow. Things that you learn on the show.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of those collectible figures. I mean, some of them are really expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Where are you?
I don't know. It sounded like your thing cut off.
I beg your pardon.
I'm just checking. Wow.
Wow, what?
Yeah, I'm just looking at an exceptional and collectible brick bear that's $18,000.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? A Chanel bear brick?
Oh, okay.
980 of 1,000, only for the ultra VIP. Figure with a Chanel printed suit is $18,500.
You should get two of those.
Oh, sure.
Just so you have them, you know?
Oh, yeah. For the kid. It's an investment, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
No?
No. That's the price of a nice car.
Yeah, well, decent car.
A decent car. I'm very modest. That'd be a nice car for me. Wow. Okay, whatever. So I guess we should talk about something that we didn't get to talk about last week.
What's that?
The new Star Wars trailer.
Oh, yes, because we were waiting around.
Yes. So let's first talk about the idiocrity that was putting it on during Monday Night Football.
Well, you know what? That was actually kind of genius. Because they weren't putting it on Monday Night Football for you and me. They were putting it on Monday Night Football for the thousands and hundreds of thousands of people who watch it who may not be Star Wars fans. Who may look at that and go, oh, that looks like some pretty cool shit. I'm just going to go watch that.
See, but that wouldn't...
And then I'm going to go online and try to get tickets, and then I can't get tickets, so I say, screw you.
But that, like, if I was a football fan, like, that trailer would not have swayed me to become a Star Wars fan.
Really?
Yeah. Because if you don't know what's going on, then you don't know who any of those people are. And you're like, look, it's Indiana Jones. What's he doing in that? They did say that it was a huge bump to Monday Night Football ratings.
Well, see.
And I'm sure that nobody stuck around for the second half.
No.
You know, why the
fuck
would you?
Who was even playing?
I don't know.
See?
All I remember was I was very aggravated because there was something going on with the clock. And every time I thought that the half was going to be over and we were going to get to see Star Wars, all of a sudden we weren't. And all they kept like putting time on the clock, and I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Is the first time you've ever watched sports?
You know, I watched the Super Bowl for the commercials.
Well,
so you know, it's a little different because I'm waiting for the football to be over, so I can see what's going on. You know, I didn't understand what was going on as far as that was concerned. Once they said, okay, it's halftime, I didn't want a recap of the fucking game before they showed the goddamn trailer.
Yeah.
And to get the guys that are like, now coming up is a new special thing from Star Wars, The Force Awakens. It was like, you have no clue what's going on. You fucking hire somebody who's a fan. Because that's how you drum up excitement. I don't know. It seemed a little perplexing to me of why they did it that way.
Yeah, but needless to say, it broke the internet faster than Kim Kardashian's ass.
Well, yeah.
Did you try to get tickets?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going to live dangerously. And I'm going to try, because I've already looked it up, and they have a 7 o'clock show on the 17th.
Yeah.
Which is typical for around here. So I'm just going to give it a shot, and I'm just going to think, you know, if they sell out one theater, they're just going to route it to a second one. So I think I'm going to be fine.
Okay.
We've also talked about at work of doing it as a outing for the department.
As a sick day?
No.
Oh.
No, having the company buy tickets for us.
Oh, well, that would be nice.
And do like a group outing.
Wow.
So we're working on that.
Okay.
Because my boss is a huge sci-fi nerd, and she loves that kind of stuff, so... I should be okay.
Okay.
Did you buy tickets?
I did not.
No?
I did not. I watched all the mayhem. I thought that was kind of funny.
So besides all the shit that went around on around it, what did you think of the trailer?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of ready. Like, come on, let's do this already.
How do you feel about the secrecy of, like, not knowing anything about the story? Like, truly not knowing anything about the story.
I mean, not knowing that Luke becomes Kylo Ren? I mean,
that's not true.
You'll have to wait and see.
It's not true. Luke. It's Adam Driver.
That's what you think.
Okay.
That's what you may think. However, what if he's just in there as a red herring? Or pickled herring?
Yes, there you go.
You know, what if he's just there to throw you off?
See, that's why I maintain that that shot of the hooded guy with the robotic hand putting his hand up on R2-D2 is not Luke Skywalker.
Who do you think that is?
I don't know, but I feel like that's a red herring. That they're being like, you think that's Luke, but... And, you know, we're going to let everybody believe that's Luke Skywalker, but in actuality, it's not.
Because Luke's not even in the movie, suckers. Ha ha!
Luke is going to be one of those things of the journey of the movie is to reach him, and he's going to be in all but 5 minutes of the movie.
It's going to be like the like Romancing the Stone, or actually the sequel, what was it? Jewel of the Nile? No, which was
Jewel
which?
Of the Nile.
Was the sequel.
Yes.
Where they were looking for, like, the Jewel of the Nile was actually the guy?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's what this is going to be like. I think they're going to be, like, searching for Luke, and then you find out that it's the essence of Luke, and it's not really Luke at all.
Luke has died, and he's just one with the Force.
Somebody sprinkles a little Luke over it and says, there you go. There's your Luke.
That's funny.
I think so.
I mean, I liked the trailer. I thought some of the shots were incredible.
Yes.
It's everything that I want to see in a Star Wars film.
Not a lot of lens flare.
Just one.
Yes.
Just one. The one very prominent one, but it was in there.
Yep.
And, you know, the shots of the Falcon being chased, there were a couple of shots that are absolutely incredible and boggles my mind of how they actually accomplished that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do kind of wish there was a little bit of, this is kind of what the story is about. It doesn't have to, like, spell it out.
Well, I think you're getting little hints at what the story is, because now you know that John Boyega's character used to be a stormtrooper.
Well, yeah, but we knew that from the first trailer.
Well, now you know that Carrie Fisher is old.
I mean, the only thing that was confirmed in any of that is that Kylo Ren worships Darth Vader. Dug his helmet out of, I guess, the Endor forest and has been, like, speaking to it.
So how did he... No, it was on the Endor Forest.
Well, I would assume that the Empire just doesn't collapse.
But would... I don't know. You think the average person in that galaxy far, far away can afford their own star speeder? Or do you think he Ubered over?
Oh, he Ubered.
You know, he takes out his little cell phone... And he looks for, you know, an Uber XL because he wants the extra leg room. And where are you going? Moon of Endor. All right. Then they're off.
Well, I mean, it's apparent that either people don't really care what happened, or the propaganda machine of the Empire kicked into overdrive. Because it's very apparent that Finn and
Rey
think that the Jedi and what happened on Endor is a myth.
But it's all true. All of it.
Right. Right. So obviously there's something at play where either those stories have been passed down of, you know, it's like King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. or, you know, whatever's going on has kind of been veiled in secrecy.
Right.
Because it's only been 30 years from the Battle of Endor till now.
I know. I mean, a lot of stuff can happen in 30 years. Obviously not the future, but...
But I mean, it would be like... It would be like saying that World War II never happened.
Well, it didn't.
No, seriously. So it would be like that. It would be like the kids today being brought up thinking that the Nazis never existed.
Right.
But we have all this evidence that they did.
We do? We have that gold train that's buried somewhere in a mine. I can't wait for that to be found.
But there's like historical records and stuff. So either they're really bad at keeping records in that galaxy, or propaganda machines up full time. Maybe we get like in the beginning, instead of the crawl, you get like a newsreel.
Ooh.
Of
a little
events,
ticker tape.
Events of the Empire, events of the First Order.
Ooh. That could be fun.
You know, just something to spruce up the title crawl. Because fuck, who wants to read, right?
Exactly. It's a great time of unrest in the Empire.
Striking from a hidden base.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, exactly. God, we're nerds.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I obviously, there doesn't even need to be the hype, because let's face it, if you can sell that many tickets, 60 something days out,
right?
You're obviously doing a great job.
Well, do you think it's because it's definitely not because of the secrecy, but it's because it's Star Wars, which is amazing because. You know, the last three put bad taste in people's mouths.
So why do you think there's all this excitement around Star Wars and there's not around Ghostbusters? Or any other franchise. This is just something that has captured the imagination since 1977 and is still going strong.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, this was the Frozen of its day.
It's true. It really was.
So,
I think that a lot of people, especially our age, grew up with Star Wars, and even the prequels hit a generation. It, like, Lucas specifically made it to hit the next generation of fans. Threw in Jar Jar because he thought that would be funny and all that shit. But what it ends up doing is it, like, the parents who watch Star Wars can take their kids to go see the new trilogy. Whether or not you agree that the trilogy was good or not, it's a bonding experience for families.
Sure.
And I think that because the other three weren't that great, people are wanting a return to what they remember. And you can tell from watching this trailer, the past couple trailers, that J.J. Abrams sat down and said, we're going to do what Lucas did in the beginning, only bigger and better. Give them more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want the prequel crap. We're not going to like try to shove this in a story in between what you know.
Right.
This is going to be brand new, and it's going to bring back the characters that everybody wants to see, and they're just going to make a really good film. And it seems like J.J. Abrams was the right guy to do that.
Mm-hmm. But do you think J.J. Abrams is now going to be the go-to guy for shepherding legacies?
I think in science fiction, if you want something like that, he'd be a good place to start.
I mean, didn't we think it was going to be Joss Whedon for a while?
Oh, see, that would have been good too.
See?
Because, you know why? Because they're fans.
Right.
They're fans of the work, and they want a good movie just as much as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, Ghostbusters and a lot of those other things feel like a cash grab.
Really?
Like an all-female Ghostbusters, it feels like a cash grab to me.
Hmm.
If they had said, we're remaking Ghostbusters...
Ghostbusters 2 didn't feel like a cash grab?
Well, it did, and people are very aware of that. But, I mean, if they had said, we're remaking Ghostbusters... And this time, it's not just going to be four guys.
It's going to be four girls.
Well, no. If they had just said...
And a raccoon.
We're sticking raccoons in everything.
Yes.
Now. They're all Bradley Cooper. It's crazy. If they had just said... Instead of being, we're going to do an all-female Ghostbusters. If they had just said, we're remaking Ghostbusters. But two of the Ghostbusters are going to be females this time. Like, I think that would have been a lot easier to swallow than this is the all-female version.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just feels like they're doing something as a trope. Or, you know, we had the all-male cast. Well, it was because those four guys were friends and they were funny, and that's what worked.
So do you not think this will work with the women?
Well, I think everybody knows my stand on...
On
Melissa
women,
McCarthy.
On women, on
no,
females.
No, 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 no.
On females, you just
no.
You don't know why they're not home and pregnant and barefoot.
On Melissa McCarthy.
You don't want her home barefoot and pregnant.
No.
Okay. Yes, but and I kind of think Kristen Wiig has kind of outlived her usefulness. But I love Kate McKinnon, and I think Leslie Jones is finally going to get the opportunity to show us what she's got.
Okay.
So who knows? Plus, it's got cameos from everybody but Rick Moranis.
Well, yeah, because he knows better.
Well, because he dropped out of showbiz.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I read an interview with him that said,
I know better.
For the right project, he would come back, but he just doesn't feel like going to do the new Ghostbusters.
Was that re-entrance?
Like, yeah, it made any sense to him of the next thing to do. So I mean, you gotta hand it to the guy. Like, I mean, I understand, like, why Ernie Hudson did it, and Dan Aykroyd is just fucking crazy now, so of course he's gonna jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah,
but like, getting Sigourney Weaver and Bill Murray and whoever else they decide to shoehorn into this.
Annie Potts.
Is Annie Potts in it too?
Yep.
Oh, jeez. And Slimer's coming back. And
Slimer's coming
crap.
Back, and I believe the library witch is in it. You got to look close. The library ghost is there.
Oh, well, there you go.
And the manager of the hotel, he's there too.
Oh, there you go.
And actually, the guy with no pecker's not in it because I think he's in jail.
Is he really?
Yeah, for kiddie porn.
William Atherton?
Is that his name? No. The guy who was Rooney in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, he wasn't in Ghostbusters, Sean.
Oh, it's not him?
No.
Is he in Ghostbusters 2?
No.
He's not?
No, that's Jeffrey Jones that you're thinking of.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Well, he won't be in it either. That's all I know. I don't know much.
I feel like it's stunt casting, and I feel like they're just doing it because.
Well, is this going to be a summer movie?
I don't know.
I mean, I would think that they would aim for a summer movie so they can keep it alive through Halloween. But, you know, what do I know?
You would think.
I just said I think.
Yeah, I know, but my fucking Google is not working today.
Really?
Yeah, my computer's slow for some reason.
Hmm.
I think I need to make it wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Ghost. No, not go. Fuck you, Fandango. Fuck you even harder, Fandango.
All right.
I keep trying to click on Ghostbusters, and like it pops down all of a sudden.
Uh huh.
To be like, no, you want this on Fandango. No, I don't. Let's see. This is, doesn't even say. 15th of July.
Okay, so it's a summer release, and it's not a Memorial Day weekend.
Nope. Budget is estimated at $154 million.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. It's got Andy Garcia in it. It's got Chris Hemsworth.
Who plays the secretary? Who plays the Annie Potts role?
Because in a weird turnabout thing, they're going to make the secretary a dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got Michael Kenneth Williams from The Wire in it. Now, this is weird. They've billed Ernie Hudson as Winston Zeddemore.
Okay.
That can't be right, though, right?
Why not?
Can't because he? it's not like Bill Murray's playing Venkman.
Well, not in a snow, but I mean, he could be playing Zeddemore.
I think that would be weird. Like Dan Aykroyd's cameo is as a cab driver.
Ooh.
And Bill Murray is a guy who debunks ghost hunters.
Mm-hmm. What if all the cameos are so lame they all get cut? I'm sorry, guys. You just really sucked.
You mean like they did to the A-Team movie?
Yes.
We're going to get all these guys and we're only going to show them in the credits.
Yes. Here we go. Oh, you blinked. Damn it.
Yeah, it just feels like you should leave all that shit alone. We don't need another Ghostbusters movie, male or female. Let the ones that were made stand. Because you don't really need any more. I mean, did you see that? I'm sure you ran right out this weekend to see Jem and the Holograms, right?
I did.
Because that was such a fucking hot property that they just had to make that into a fucking film.
They probably bought it for a nickel.
Well, that's about what they made because
yeah,
I was looking at the weekend box office and it's brand new and it was like number 15.
Yeah,
and their average price per theater was like $500.
No, it was $5. You had the decimal point in the wrong spot. $5 per movie theater. Okay. They had to give money back.
That's sad, man.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you ever watched the cartoon.
No.
I think that was probably just past your time. Watching cartoons.
I don't think I would have watched it anyway.
You weren't into like rock bands?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I mean, I watched it as a kid.
Did you really?
And then, yeah.
Loser.
Shut up. And then, you know, I watched the trailer and I'm like, that's not the cartoon that I watched as a kid.
No, because she's just some YouTube sensation.
Yeah. She doesn't have magic earrings. There's no Misfits band that's trying to, like, knock her out of the way. And none of that crap.
Yeah, no. Does have Molly Ringwald.
Oh, well, there's a staple.
Yeah.
I don't know. All four of the new movies just tanked this weekend. Nothing performed well. The Martian, that's been out for 4 weeks, was number one. Made more money than Goosebumps, though.
That's too bad.
I mean, when Vin Diesel has the highest grossing movie out of the four new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only $10 million.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I mean, it almost seems as if this version of Jim and the Holograms was really just a remake of Hannah Montana.
That's pretty much what I gathered from it.
It's a girl who becomes famous and she's kind of over her head, and it has nothing to do with the original source material. It's like, hey, that's a great name for a band. Let's buy that.
Yeah, and we'll kind of make her up to kind of look like she did in the cartoon. We'll put the pink shit on her face to remind the parents. But I mean, it's not like there was like a Gem in the Holograms resurgence on Netflix or something.
Well, no, and it also seems as if they there was almost a built-in audience with, you know, 12 and 13-year-old girls, and they didn't even tap into that.
No, not at all. Not at all. And apparently, the director who, I forget what the other thing it was that he's done. Come on, computer. John Chu. He said, I get Gem fans sending me hate mail. I get death threats. I get racist remarks. It's a real fun business to be in. Reviewers have been harsh, to say it lightly. Yes, we only made the movie for $5 million, but it doesn't get easy when you hear those box office numbers. I'll probably get some texts along the way today saying it's not going anywhere. And it's like, dude, fucking what did you expect?
Yeah. Stupid.
I mean, you can't just take any 80s cartoon property and turn it into a movie.
No, not at all.
I mean, so like Chu, his last movie was G.I. Joe Retaliation.
And before that, didn't he do Step It Up or one of those street dance movies?
Was that him too?
Yeah. Not to be confused with John Cho.
Right.
From Harold and Kumar.
Right, which I thought that was, like, when I first read the thing, it was like John Chu is very upset about the box office, and I was like, why is he upset?
Yeah.
So, before Gem and the Holograms, he directed Justin Bieber's Believe.
Oh, well, there's one more reason not to support him.
G.I. Joe Retaliation, Justin Bieber, Never Say Never. The LXD, The Secrets of Ra, whichever, The Legion of Extraordinary Dancers.
Oh, Jesus.
Step It Up 3D, Step It Up 2, and then a bunch of shorts. I mean, okay, from that resume, this is the dude that you want directing a Gem and the Holograms movie. He's done stuff that's involved music and dancing and that teenage mindset. So yeah, sure, okay, I'll give it to him, but like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, not that like the G.I. Joe movie was great, but at least that was like him going outside of his comfort zone. Oh, and now he's directing Now You See Me Too, which is that, what was the movie about the magicians?
Oh. Yeah, let's keep him employed.
So he's going from Gem and the Holograms to directing people such as Daniel Radcliffe and Mark Ruffalo and Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson.
Sure.
And Dave Franco. Why do they keep giving that family fucking work? I don't know. That's just weird to me. So yeah, how many more projects do you think he'll get?
Well, knowing Hollywood, probably quite a bit. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you all set for the big live event this weekend for Halloween? It's going to be amazing.
Which live event?
The Exorcism Live.
What the fuck is that?
It's on cable channel Destination America.
Okay.
And it's a live exorcism on TV. Featuring the host of Overhaulin'. Because that's a good fit, right?
Wait, Chip Foose?
No, Chris Jacobs.
Oh.
Yes.
So they have somebody who they know is possessed, and instead of helping them, they're waiting?
They're waiting, yes. Yes. Exactly.
That doesn't seem very nice.
Well, what's it matter?
Well, what if this demon is hurting this poor person? So is this like on Halloween?
It's on Friday night, the 30th.
Oh.
So you can still trick-or-treat. The true story begins in Maryland in 1949 with a 14-year-old boy, Roland Doe. I think his dad was probably John.
Right, I gotcha.
Favorite aunt gave him a spirit board, which is a Ouija board, so he could talk to the other side. His aunt was a little fucked in the head. Not long after using the board, strange and inexplicable events took place in his bedroom, such as dripping sounds and shaking of a Jesus painting on the wall.
As they do.
His aunt passed away soon after, and this is when he began to exhibit strange behavior, as well as claw-like scratches on his body.
So this dude's been possessed since the 40s?
Out of desperation, the family took Roland to stay with relatives in St. Louis. And they attempted an exorcism in this house in St. Louis, and then ever since the attempted exorcism, rumors have swirled that the house is still possessed by an evil entity.
Oh, so they're exorcising a house?
So it's not even that, you know, there's a kid with his head spinning around.
Oh, well, what the fuck good is that, man?
But they do have this great thing. If you go to the website, there's a whole page that is the Exorcism Live Preparedness Kit. So you should have a flashlight. Don't be left in the dark. If the power goes out, you'll want a backup plan. You should have holy water. You should have candles, because no seance is complete without candles. Dim the lights and set the mood. A phone. You will be scared. Call a friend or your mom for support. A pen and paper, so you can document events as they unfold. A crucifix, because it's believed to have the ability to exorcise and protect. Sage, because burning sage is an old Native American tradition believed to cleanse and repel evil. And a Saint Benedict medal, which wards off spiritual and physical dangers related to evil, poison, and temptation. So I'm surprised they're not selling an exorcism preparedness kit.
Well, you know. So basically what's going to happen is you're going to have a couple of guys hiding in the house.
This is going to be just like every other one of these paranormal TV shows.
They're going to flip the lights on and off a bunch of times, and then they're going to be like, be clean!
And it's going to be like, what was that? What? Did you hear that? What was that? Did you touch me? No, dude, I'm way over here. Dude, something just touched me. I can't believe it. Oh my God. Did you hear that? What was that?
Yeah.
What was that? Oh my God! One of the groups participating in this are the Tennessee Wraith Chasers.
What?
Yes. The team consists of Chris the founder, Doogie the co-founder, Porter the historian, Brandon the trap inventor, and Chasey Ray the trap engineer. Oh wait, we got Chasey Ray here engineering traps. I have to watch this now.
Oh, that figures.
There is the Bishop James Long.
Are they saying that they're actually going to catch spirits? Are they like actual Ghostbusters?
Yes. Their motto is respect, detect, collect.
Oh,
Their goal isn't to just communicate with restless souls, but to physically capture them in custom-created ghost traps and help them find peace beyond the gates of their ghostly tomb.
Oh,
check out their Etsy site. They have a Catholic bishop who has performed 27 solemn rites of exorcism on people.
Of course.
He's part of the Paranormal Clergy Institute.
Jesus.
And, boy, their website looks like a really bad, like, fill-in-the-blank website.
Oh, the Tennessee Wraith Chasers website is hysterical. Green lightning and mist all around the team.
Ooh.
And they look exactly like what you would think that a bunch of idiots that are out chasing fake ghosts looks like. They look like douchebags.
The Paranormal Clergy website has signs of demonic activity. So, if you may be experiencing demonic activity, if you have unexplainable foul odors, or
that's just
taco night,
what I ate.
if you hear knocking or banging on the walls and the source cannot be found, bangings will often come in threes as a mocking of the Trinity.
Oh, Jesus.
Pay close attention to how animals in the home react.
Okay.
Many people have claimed to see dark, shadowy figures. There will be an overwhelming, oppressive feeling.
You know what all that could be contributed to, too?
What's that?
Being married.
You begin to get a sense of dread. Well, you know, you're right. Heavy objects will move by themselves.
Towards your head.
Yes.
During fights.
Growling noises can be clearly heard.
Mm-hmm.
And paranormal activity usually begins when prayers are said.
Oh, well, that's why I don't have to worry about paranormal activity. Uh-oh.
But if you're experiencing any of these issues, please, all capital letters, contact us immediately, and we will investigate the problem for you free of charge.
Of course.
You know, I think we just make some shit up and say, yes.
You just go down the list. You're like, I'm having feelings of dread. Things are moving by themselves. My dog is scared. You can get on the Tennessee Wraith Chasers merch page, you can get a TWC fist bump t-shirt.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting you for Christmas, pal.
Sweet. I always wanted one of those.
Yeah. It says fist bump to the... To what? To the big man.
Who's the big man?
I don't know.
Oh.
But they literally put the patterns online, like if you click on the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Where you could, if you wanted to, I'm not saying you should... Yes. But you could go get it printed yourself for apparently a lot less money. That's if you're a fan of the Tennessee Wraith Chasers.
Yes.
There's a TWC Faith t-shirt, John.
Yeah, I'll pass.
It's got a big cross on the back and it says Wraith Chasers. You don't want that one?
No.
No?
No.
How about a hat?
Maybe.
A hat with a Sith on it? Or scythe?
I'd like one of those hats that's got, that's like a visor, and it's got like fake Guy Fieri hair on it. That you can like make stand straight up like you're scared.
There you go.
That's what I would like.
I clicked on their evidence page, and it just says it's loading, which is a bunch of horseshit.
Ooh. Being loaded with ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
The founders are Doogie and Chris.
Yes. Hi, is Doogie in?
So Doogie lives in a haunted house with his wife and son.
Oh, good.
And living in this type of house influenced him to study the paranormal and investigate unexplained phenomenon. as you do.
Yes.
But he's well known for his comical personality and high energy approach to paranormal investigation.
Nice.
I mean, where do these people come up with this shit? Chris, a hardcore skeptic of ghosts in the traditional sense. Well, okay, it's supposed to be sense. It's spelled since. Chris believes in the plan of God the Father. You die, you are judged, and you go to your long home. The nature of your home depends on your preparation with the big man upstairs. So fist bump to the big man is fist bumping to God, John.
Oh, well, that's good. So for you, that would be fist bumping nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Okay. Just want to check.
So Chris uses scientific testing and a strong Christian faith to make his assumptions in a paranormal world. Well, no, you either have Christian faith or you do scientific testing. They don't really marry together.
Really? But why whatever. Not?
Because normally you're either very science-minded or you're very religious.
Oh.
The two don't often mix. I'm not saying that scientists can't be religious because I know a lot of scientists that are. But for the most part, you're either one or the other.
So you're either a man of science or a man of God.
Or man of faith.
Yeah. Man of faith.
Man of faith, man of science.
You're either John Locke or Matthew Fox.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
Wow. You know, this is good comedy. I mean, this is just reading their website. It's like, okay, you guys are whatever. The picture on their website of the history buff, whose name is Porter, is the dude looking through a case file with a big cigar in his mouth.
Oh, like that doesn't say douchebag right there. No,
exactly. Scott's experienced, or wait, is his name Porter or is his name Scott?
Maybe it's Porter Scott.
Scott experienced an unexplainable event that occurred one morning as Scott awoke to the smell of breakfast filling his boyhood home. Because, you know, that's what ghosts do.
They make bacon.
He saw who he thought was his mother in a very unfamiliar robe cooking at the stove. Later, he would find out the entire family had left early that morning, leading Scott to believe that he had undoubtedly experienced a paranormal event. Or he was in the wrong house, or the crazy woman next door came over to cook him food. And it looks like they're all kind of religious based. Because of his occurrence, experiences. He likes to look to historical records and the Bible for answers.
Okay.
Again, I don't remember a lot of ghost stuff in the Bible.
There's a Holy Ghost. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, whatever. And then there's the two trap idiots. Casey and Brannon.
Casey Ray, building traps.
Who names their kid Brannon?
Somebody with a cleft palate. What's your name to son? Brannon. Say that again? Brannon. I can't understand. Brannon. Okay.
So Brannon has a physics and engineering major, and he's currently attending college. Yeah, see, this isn't the way to prove a theory there, pal. Wow, I want to meet the guy that wrote these bios because it's fucking genius.
Nice.
So you're definitely watching this, I take it.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I might live blog during it. I'll tweet during it.
Oh, man, I wish I had this channel.
I'm sure it'll be on YouTube shortly after.
Destination America.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's even available here. Oh, fuck you, Destination America.
Does it say available to everybody but Chris?
No.
Oh.
Their website sucks.
Oh.
So I wonder if they have like a live streaming thing.
Oh, I don't know. Should check that out.
This is like when the ghost hunters used to do this shit.
Yes.
And people would pick it apart.
And yet they're still on the air.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe they're doing a Halloween special.
Of course.
Another live event of some sort.
Well, now that none of the original team are on it anymore.
I thought they all came back.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Whatever, they're weird.
Jason is still on it.
How is he?
The I don't know their names.
I couldn't tell you.
Anyway, yeah.
Wow.
They have a series of clips on their website, and the first one is called "What Was That?"
That's so silly.
Yeah, well. Yeah, the bald guy is still on it, and the other guy, Grant, actually came back for at least one episode.
Yeah, he was the dude that left to go, like, run a lodge or something.
Oh, is that what he was doing? Yeah, that is what he was doing. A bed and breakfast of some sort.
Those two guys bought, like, a haunted motel or something.
Yes.
One of the places that they investigated, and they decided that they were going to have, like, parties and ghost hunts and shit up there. And it was like, okay, you've kind of gone too far. But I guess as long as fucking Sci-Fi continues to pay those bills.
Well, apparently they're cheaper than Defiance.
Well, Defiance had a big budget. And Sci-Fi is known for getting rid of the good sci-fi stuff with high budgets.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica? No, we'll get rid of them. Farscape? No, we'll get rid of them. Defiance? Warehouse 13? You know, all of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit that like people actually liked. Oh, yeah, you don't want to watch that.
Right.
You want to watch fucking wrestling and... There was some show that they just released onto Netflix. It was about like a spaceship full of people that wake up and they don't know who they are. I think it's like Dark Matter, I think is the name of the show.
Okay.
And I watched the first episode and I was like, this is so fucking boring. But apparently it's one of those shows that like they renewed. So, you know, they have no fucking taste in their shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. TV's really sucking.
It is. I'm starting to get caught up on things.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think I'm about done with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Are you? But yeah. May is kind of sort of back, but not quite.
Who cares?
Back. And then they're going, Simmons is going back to the fourth dimension or whatever the hell that crap was.
I mean, I don't know if you saw the Jessica Jones trailer.
I did not.
That came out for Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix has got it down. It's dark. It's gritty. It's like everything that you want out of a fucking superhero show.
Uh-huh.
And then you look at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and it's like, what the fuck, man? I don't know. I don't know how much more I can watch that. I mean, if I want that type of show, I'll just go over to CW. Because fucking Arrow and Flash are... like way better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ever was.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's part of that whole thing of like you're in an expanded universe and you can't use any of the main characters.
Yeah. Or you do like Flash is doing and you just go to an alternate Earth.
Well, yeah. Hey. But at least on the Flash, they're able to like use some well-known characters. You know, they don't have to resort to the Inhumans.
Right.
Because they can't talk about mutants.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like they're... And now there was a huge fight inside Marvel between, like, I guess the TV division and the movie division. So now they're saying there probably won't even be an Inhumans movie. And it's like, well, that's kind of shitty because that's all they're doing on the TV show now.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Bastards. Damn it. Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches! I don't know. Gotham, I thought, was headed in a really good direction right up until they killed, like, the only interesting thing on the show again.
Yeah.
I have such high hopes for that show, and then they just constantly fucking tear it down. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what your opinion is, but I think the strikes team is stupid.
The strikes. Oh, yeah.
Like I don't get that whole thing. We're going to go get people straight out of the academy because they're uncorruptible.
And why is the commish there? I'm confused.
Yeah, he's way more involved than he should be.
Yeah.
Into this whole thing. Maybe, but it's got Michael Chiklis, man. You got to pay for him.
Maybe he'll show up as the Thing.
I don't know. He's crossed party lines, so I'm pretty sure that he's not going to ever be asked back to do another Marvel project.
Well, if he keeps getting the shitty ones, he's probably not too worried about it.
No. No, that's like Neil McDonough,
mm-hmm.
who's now on Arrow and Flash, where everybody's like, but he's Dum Dum Dugan. And I'm like, how many more Dum Dum Dugan things are you going to see?
Yeah, exactly.
The dude's got to work. Like, what the fuck do you think he's going to do?
Does he hope that he gets written into the new season of Agent Carter?
Oh, I doubt it.
Because it's the only place it would work unless they do another flashback Captain America movie.
Right, exactly.
So,
or they gave the Howling Commandos their own movie.
And I don't see that happening.
No, that's not going to happen at all.
Nope.
But people get all pissed off about it, and it's like, dude, just fucking chill. He's an actor. You can like both fucking comic book companies. You can be a fan of DC and Marvel.
Yes.
You know, I know that's hard for people, but
no, you have to be just one or the other, not both.
Nope.
Whatever.
All right. You got anything else for this week?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. Go to the Facebook page. Blah, 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 blah. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
What did the skeleton say to the vampire?
What?
You suck.